From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, a major victory for Apple in its ongoing patent war with Samsung. The Obama administration this weekend vetoed a ban that would have prevented Apple from importing some Chinese-made iPhones and iPads into the U.S. For more on all this, let's bring in Heidi Moore, finance and economics editor at The Guardian. She's with us as she is each Monday from New York. Welcome, Heidi.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, just take us back to what this ban is all about and why the Obama administration vetoed it.
Sure. Well, this was a dispute between Apple and Samsung, one of several disputes between them, about a patent over data transmission. So it's a commonly used patent. You find it in all sorts of phones. But Apple, earlier this year, had kind of waged war against Samsung because they felt that Samsung had made their products look too much like Apple products. And so this is kind of Apple's revenge. And the International Trade Commission said, we're going to ban certain Apple products from coming into the U.S., and today they overturned that ban for good reason, because what they basically decided is that it's a bad idea to actually ban products from coming into the country just because of a patent dispute.
It's a bad idea because it would, I saw that they said it would be bad for the consumer and bad for the U.S. economy.
Yes, exactly. Apple is, you know, the glowing jewel in Obama's crown right now. Tim Cook, Apple CEO, sat next to Obama at the State of the Union. Apple is one of the few indubitably successful American companies. And so for the U.S. government to sit by while Apple is dealt a huge business blow would be problematic for Obama, for Democrats, and of course for consumers, many of whom want to buy those lower-priced Apple products.
And yet, this is the first time since 1987 that the White House has vetoed an International Trade Commission import ban. What does this mean for the U.S. internationally on the issue of trade?
Yeah, it's basically become an international incident. We really need South Korea to be with us because we signed a trade agreement with them last year. We also need their help against North Korea, so that's an issue. But in a way, this actually might be wise. Number one, you know, almost every country in the world already is kind of set against America in terms of our trade policy. So it's not like we're losing any ground there. And then also, this helps the U.S. demilitarize the whole idea of the trade problem. You know, we're not going to ban products, they're saying. We're going to let trade continue. We're just going to, find other ways around the questions that we're trying to answer about patents.
But the patent system has been criticized for granting too many patents, which can limit innovation. What does this all mean, do you think, for the patent system? Are there going to be changes as a result of this?
Yeah, there has to be. A lot of people say there's something called patent trolling. And if you've been on the internet, you know that trolling means, you know, people who kind of start trouble just for the joy of it. And there's a lot of patent trolling, and quite frankly, there's a lot of patent trolling between Apple and Samsung. They're trying to kind of stick a knife in each other's side using the patent system. And that puts a huge burden on the courts. It puts a burden on the economy because suppliers don't know what to order and when to order it. And so there's definitely going to be patent reform to end patent trolling. Of course, the form of that is a matter of some controversy because everyone feels like their patent is, of course, the most pure and the most worthy of protection. So we'll see how that goes.
Heidi, we've just got a few seconds left, but what does this all mean for Samsung? Their stock really dropped on the news.
Yeah, they lost $1 billion. They'll eventually be fine. I mean, it's a bad day for Samsung, but they're still selling incredibly popular phones.
Heidi Moore, U.S. Finance and Economics Editor at The Guardian. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.